This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mark, take me through today. I'm sure there's a lot of planning, a lot of stuff went into this. You guys get it approved, right, from the planning board. Speak towards that.
Yeah, so next step in our process of getting this project moving forward, you know, the recommendation will then go to our board for approval, and then we'll get through all the final plans that they'll develop, and really look targeting late October to get shovels in the ground, or really not in the ground, but fill the hole that we've been looking at for the last 15 years.
Yeah. The pit is old enough to drive. How excited is Erie Canal Harbor Development about this project finally being able to move forward?
Yeah, we're excited. I think it's been a long time process. You know, we selected this development team back in 2022, working through some details and, you know, trying to take the steps and meeting with all the officials to get this thing moving forward. We're happy that it's brings a density, but also a public presence down at the plaza. So we're really excited about this endeavor and really, you know, looking forward to having it constructed and bringing an enlivenment to the North Aud that hasn't been there.
The renderings that were released last year look different than the renderings this year. Can you explain why it is now taller and why the changes were made?
Well, actually, the building got a little shorter. You know, part of it is that we have met with a variety of officials, both in the city of Buffalo, fire department. We looked up utilities. You know, we discovered that water is only 12 inches right below the grade. So the extensive subsurface parking ramp that they were going to do at first started getting elevated a little bit. And then we also were starting to be about a life safety. We wanted to make sure the buildings were being accessed by all the fire department vehicles that were around. And you know, the center building that was at the canal site had to get really small because the turning radius for a fire department truck was really beholden. You know, our bridges don't handle vehicles, so it's all pedestrian. But I think, as was mentioned in tonight's board meeting, having a little bit of a pedestrian or a park there for the tenants right out your door will be a nice amenity to have, but also that the public can enjoy as they come out and enjoy the retail and commercial spaces.
You know, people talked, they had some concerns. They didn't want apartments, didn't want another park. You know, the facade isn't what they imagined. What say you to that? I mean, it has been 15 years. They've had a lot of time to get their concerns.
The feedback is great. You know, we had the public process back in 2023 for the GPP when it was modified for the building heights and how the buildings would be oriented. I think feedback is always great to have. I think it's, you know, we're really looking forward to though building a neighborhood. You know, the great apartment renovation of Marine Drive, bringing residents to Seneca One. You know, we're going to see this canal side neighborhood become a neighborhood. You know, it's still going to remain a destination. People are still going to want to come and look at the water, but we're also building up a neighborhood where we're going to have a 24-hour livelihood walking around the site, and that's exciting. I think that's really exciting.
Do you think that will kind of give a shot of energy to the area? Because retail has struggled at canal side ever since, you know, Harborside went in, the retail shops that are there. There's been this struggle for the last 15 years.
Yeah, I think it does give a shot in the arm when you start bringing in that kind of level of living environment. Marine Drive apartment is increasing their apartment count. We'll have the apartments here. I think when you have people living around, and then that's going to start dictating the commercial space, and not just for our guests that are coming in to see the museum, but it's like, if we have a small grocer, we have a store, a coffee shop. These are the things that they'll be looking at, and they'll be working with their residents as well as our guests to try to determine how that's going to work. So.
If I recall from the plans, targeted towards 40% median income to 110% median income, is that still kind of the target demographic for those
guys? Yeah, roughly half of it's going to be affordable, and then there's market rate. The other half is like market rate housing.
Heritage Point, another big thing, if you mind me going off topic here, you guys, Mitch Nowakowski said, you guys would probably maybe plans to repossess if no construction was done by June. We're coming to the end of June. What, any update on that?
We have weekly conversations with them. Yes, the schedule has not unfolded the way we would have hoped, but we're receiving updates. We're speaking with all of their team members. We have multiple people from our end of the state, as well as from Albany and New York, involved in these calls to make sure the schedule moves forward. And so I think we're getting the information. We're hearing things. It's not as quickly as we'd like, but things should be moving, we hope, very fairly soon.
So no plans to repossess then?
At this point, we're still working with the developer, and we're talking with them weekly, and we're the progress that we've seen, we're hoping that we'll start seeing movement on that site soon.
You talk about wanting to have this connection with both Canal Side and downtown Buffalo. How important is that going to be for what's going on with the renovation?
I think it's really important. I think one of the great things, and this developer will probably tell you too, is being on the Metrorail, really is a plus for residences there that can hop on, go down to Theater District. There's a number of restaurants. We see that expansion. We also, I think, this will lead to ourselves, hopefully, Harbor Center and One Canal Side have two of the busiest hotels, in the nation, I believe. With the hockey tournaments and whatever, Sabre games, people stay downtown. I think offering those guest amenities only really bring in a better connection to Buffalo. And, what we're doing on the Outer Harbor and then bringing Great Lake Cruising that brings guests in through April through September. Really, there's going to be the synergy over the next couple of years as this building's being developed that I think when it's all said and done, we're going to have capturing a lot of visitors and guests and residents, and we're going to, like I said, it's a destination, but it's becoming a neighborhood.
As we've seen with Heritage Point, funding was in place for that, and then funding kind of ran out, and there was an issue with funding. Are you confident there's funding in place to get this project completed?
Yes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.